The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
524, Flakes checking in, scanning, printing, getting caught up on things that happened over the weekend and overnight. Little Big Town, talked about them, not a little Big Town, Three Dog Night, coming to Alberta Bear Theater. That'll be May 2nd. Tickets are $45.50 to $75.50. I don't know if Alberta Bear attaches fees like Metro Park does.
Who's coming there?
Three Dog Night.
Wow.
A lot of hits. And I was looking at the calendar for Alberta Bear. They're very busy. They got a lot of stuff scheduled. They have a Michael Jackson tribute called Invincible coming up in April. I decided something this morning while I was watching coverage of the quote-unquote bomb cyclone that's hitting the Northeast. Those poor people have got 9 inches of snow and they think the wind's going to blow. Folks, you never have to worry about any of those people moving here. You would not like most Montana winters. Now, this year's kind of an exception, but most years, you wouldn't like it here. Buy a car with seat heaters. That's the best I can tell you. Men and women win gold in hockey in the Olympics. President Trump called the men's team last night, which I don't know how you do. Sometimes I have a hell of a time getting a hold of Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're the president.
Give me the hockey team.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
And I started watching it yesterday about the third period, and it was great. Overtime win was great. Watching them celebrate almost brought tears to your eyes. You felt so much pride. You know what?
Yeah.
You just did.
Everything it's supposed to be, it was.
Yeah. I mean, the pride factor just, it almost made you cry. And they won in 1960. They won in the Miracle on Ice in 1980. And now they win in 2026. And, you know, three of the four top scorers in the National Hockey League are all from Canada.
Right.
That goalie from the U.S. yesterday had a game like no other.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And it was a great way to wrap up the Olympics for the Americans. And
I'm reading a little bit on the ESPN website, interviewed one of the gals from the women's hockey team, who I think went, they scored 33 goals and the opponent scored 2 through their run in the tournament.
Oh my gosh.
And somebody said, do you think you're the most dominant women's team? And Taylor High said, 100%.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Nope. 33-2.
I didn't want to be the first one to say it, but sure felt that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great game. In fact, while it was on, I had to shut off my carpet cleaner so I could hear the game from a massive case of flaming hot diarrhea.
Who's a bad dog?
From a dead animal that they ate somewhere. And of course, you know, Ike's getting older, and he can't hold it as much anymore. And I wasn't there. I was feeding cows or something at the time that it happened. And so what he did is he pushed open the basement door so he could get down into the basement. Because, see, folks, the carpet in the basement is so much of a lighter color than the throw rug that I have up on my wood floors. So, oh God, Mark.
I know. You love him,
but,
and you understand,
yeah.
But it's still bad.
Yeah, poor dog. He's getting older. He's having trouble walking now. Can hardly jump on the couch anymore. And he's got that big bone mass growing by his shoulder and makes it tough for him to walk. But I'm not going to get it removed or anything because it's just, you can't put older dogs out that long. So I cleaned it up and... But the hockey game was great. It was great. It's one of those events. You know, it's one of those events that the country needs every once in a while to unify the country again.
I'd agree with that.
Now, a third of the country, they don't even know about the Olympics.
True.
Folks, there is a third of this country that is so stupid. They are so dumb. They are totally oblivious to their surroundings around them, what goes on. They're just, it's crazy. I saw a thing the other night on President's Day. They were asking people around the country trivia questions about presidents. Easy ones. Who's the first president of the United States? They couldn't get it.
That amazes me. Everybody knows that, I thought.
Couldn't get it. Who was president during the Civil War? Couldn't get it. There's a third that are just stupid. Totally oblivious to what goes on in the country and the world around them. There's a third that don't care, and then there's a third who's concerned. But the hockey thing was great. It was great. It was great.
Well, I was telling Paul about some of the basketball games I watched on Saturday. It was a great sports weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
there were some good ball games over the weekend.
That Houston-Arizona game, and they were saying yesterday at the end of the telecast, that could be a Final Four game because they're both.
Oh, that Houston-Iowa game in the middle last week. That was Duke and Arizona.
Yes.
That was a great game. I mean, there's... well, now that the payrolls are pretty much all even.
Yeah.
It was a good sports weekend. I came into town Saturday and Saturday evening, and Metro Park was packed. Packed on Saturday night. God, they had to have 7,500 people there.
Probably. I had a buddy that likes to go out for breakfast on Saturday morning, and they live out in Briarwood, and they thought they would stop in. I guess there's a restaurant in the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. He says, we tried to go there for lunch, but I don't know if you know this, there's a wrestling tournament in town.
There is. Yeah.
Hey, great for the economy. Absolutely fabulous for the restaurants. You get slammed, but you make money.
Yeah.
God, and I didn't see the end of the golf tournament. I fell asleep.
Who won?
A guy named Bridgman.
Oh, yeah. He had the lead for like 2-3 days anyway.
He started yesterday with a 6-shot lead over McIlroy. McIlroy finished 1 behind him, and Kitayama finished 1 behind him. Adam Scott finished 2 behind him.
That's a tough golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That Riviera golf course up there, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, tough one.
Well, they changed the name after the celebrities die because that used to be the Bing Crosby tournament. And I can't remember if he joined or if he founded, but Bing Crosby was apparently a great golfer, was a 2-handicap.
First one this week.
See, now most people, when it comes to Bing Crosby, they know about I Am Dreaming of a White Christmas. They know stuff like that. They know about his relationship with Bob Hope.
Uh-huh.
No, not Mark. Nope, not Mark Wilson, folks. You know he's a 2-handicap.
Hey, I'm more impressed that he's a 2-handicap than how great he sang.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox track. Laughter's loud and the stories spill. Life feels right at the Blue Cat Bar and Grill.
The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Metro Park exit.
I can tell you this morning that 312 million people in America will not have the effects of any blizzards today.
Yes, but it's hitting New York, it's hitting Boston.
So the 38 million that get it.
Yeah, so that's news.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people could get 9 inches. Some people could get a foot. Some places that really get hit hard could get 20 inches of snow with gusty winds.
Oh, heaven forbid.
And they are telling everybody to call the morgue. Call your mortician. Have them start making plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. You folks live back there. You can deal with it. How everybody in the cities, they all walk everywhere anyway.
Right.
Or take a subway and they're underground. But
you know what happens when we get 9 inches of snow here with some wind?
Yeah.
Paul's 10 minutes earlier to get to work.
Exactly. They don't shut schools down or anything like that. But you know, those heavy populated areas. A lot of flight cancellations because of it, which will affect flights out here, folks. Those planes, you know, that come from the East Coast, they may start in New York or Philly or Washington.
That's right.
Then they fly to Minneapolis or fly to Chicago or fly to Denver or fly somewhere. And then from there, then they fly here and they just keep the planes moving. They just switch pilots. So you never know. You may want to, if you're flying today, you may want to call ahead of time, especially back there. If you're flying back east, forget it. Just forget it. Get it. I would have already have been on that like I was when we went on the Flakes trip. I saw the thing coming to Dallas. I got in there just in time, was able to get things changed. Oh, in fact, you need a new mouse pad? Are you good?
No, I'm good.
You still got the old Travel Cafe one?
Yeah.
But it, what calendar is it?
25.
Okay, here.
You got a new one?
Yeah, give me that one. Here's 26s.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, they just sent them to us.
Oh, that's a lot shinier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they sent us 26s, so.
The nice part is you and I are the only ones that use these mouse pads.
That's right. That's right. But, yeah, if you're traveling. Oh, and by the way, because the Democrats shut the government down again, and they've had to kind of reduce services, there is no TSA pre-check lines.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're TSA pre-checked and you think, well, I can get to the airport 40 minutes because I'm TSA pre-checked, they've got all the TSA pre-check stuff shut down because of the shortage in the government. So you just got to go through the regular line and if you're traveling today. So. And the guys at Congress, they get back to work today. They've been on recess. It's a good time to be on recess when the whole country's going to hell and there's so many things that need to be done. Well, you go on recess. And so they've been on recess for a while. But if you're traveling, it's going to be a little difficult today. And yesterday, the big news was there was an armed man that was shot and killed trying to get into Mar-a-Lago down there. Man who had thoughts of killing the president and burning Mar-a-Lago down. Folks, where does this come from? How come it seems like every month we have somebody who's trying to kill the current president?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tried to kill Bill Clinton. Nobody tried to kill George Bush.
No.
Nobody tried to kill Barack Obama. Nobody tried to kill Joe Biden. But they're trying to kill President Trump, it seems like, every other week.
It's been a lot of attempts.
They got a guy at the White House here a month or so ago trying to... Why? Where does this come from? Who's creating that? Ask yourself that question. Where's it coming from? Because if you look what President Trump has done, if you look what he has done, there's no reason to. He brought the price of eggs down. Remember how that was a big thing?
Yes.
Eggs are down. You can get eggs for $1.99 a dozen now. Just like the farmer here told you in 6 months would happen. But gas, the average price of gas went up last week a little bit, $3.06. But that's because of the tensions in Iran. But it's still almost 20 cents a gallon cheaper than it was 1 year ago. $3.06 on average. Here in Montana, we're below $3. The economy is starting to roar. Folks, your wealth has grown. Your wealth has grown. Stock market at 50,000 or right there about.
Knocking on the door.
Your wealth has grown. We have virtually no unemployment. We have foreign countries that invested $15 trillion into businesses being built in the United States. Our U.S. military is strong as it's ever been. We took out the nuclear capability in Iran, and we're still negotiating with them. The president has ended 7 wars without firing a shot.
Which you don't hear anything about.
The border is now secured. The mass invasion into our cities and states around the country that was allowed by the Democrats has stopped, which means your tax dollars aren't being used for health care, schooling, housing, food that was, they were being given to all of them coming in. That stopped. You may not like that, but he stopped that. You know, President Trump donates 100% of his salary to U.S. military veterans.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. Your taxes are now lower than they've ever been. You hardworking people in the service industries, no tax on tips now.
Mm-hmm.
You can work overtime, and I think like the first $1,200-$1,500 isn't taxable.
Right.
No tax on Social Security. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. He's only been president for over a year, and people are trying to kill him every week. Where does that come from?
It comes from the narrative, how he's portrayed in the media.
Exactly. This man, have you ever listened to him talk about wars? He talks about the killing of people. He hates to see people being killed. None of us want anybody in our family that's ever killed by accident, by a car wreck, or somebody who dies because of an aneurysm or heart attack. It's tragic. President loves life. He does not want people being killed. And he's trying to end all these things. He's trying to protect. Folks, how come your guys, Biden, Obama, Bush, none of them tried to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear power, the biggest threat to the world, the harbor of terrorism, the ones who are not shameful in saying they want death to America and all infidels.
Yeah.
No one has ever tried to stop them and put them on a commission. They pandered them over the years. Remember the pallets of cash that Barack Obama sent to Iran? Pallets of cash. President Trump's not doing that.
No.
He's got your best interests when it comes to your national security at heart. Folks, if we don't take care of Iran, Mark and I and all of you, we'll all be dead. But your children and your grandchildren, if we don't do something, are going to have to live with the threat of the most rogue terrorist nation in the world aiming a cross-the-ocean ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead at your kids.
That's right.
And they're going to have that ability very, very soon unless we stop it. I don't want that for my kids. And people are trying to kill our current president every day. And he's doing all these things for you. Democrats might boycott State of the Union address. That's never been done before. These people are nuts.
Yes.
You got to respect the office. You got to show unity. You got to show, even though we have difference of opinions on the economy, gender, climate, whatever, we're still united behind our founding principles of the country, where we have three branches, executive, judicial, legislative. It's crazy. Like I said, where do these nut jobs, all it takes, all you got to do is light their fuse.
Yeah.
Where are they getting it? You know where they're getting it. We all know where they're getting it. They're not getting it here. Man they shot had a gas can and a shotgun. Austin Tucker Martin, North Carolina. That's all they're telling us about him, really, till they investigate further. He had just bought the weapon. The box was in his car, so he just bought it. But where does it come from? Where does it come from? You know where it comes from. And they don't care either. They don't care. You know, and Trump doesn't even need this job. He never needed this job.
No.
The guy, my God, folks, if I was married to Melania, I'd be busy. He didn't need the job. He's got the money. He's got golf courses. He likes to golf. He's 79 years old. But he loves his country. He's trying to get it straightened out. You people don't like the trade deals? You know how much, folks, you've been getting screwed for so many years on trade? How rough that made it for our workers in America to compete against other countries when our cars and our steel and our goods and services that we manufactured were taxed to the gills if we wanted to send them to India or China or Europe or someplace like that. And yet we accepted all their crap.
Mm-hmm.
Was killing our own country and our own people. And yet this hatred that they have developed. Look how incompetent Joe Biden was, folks. And the media knew it, and they protected that man.
Yes, they did.
You see their influence?
Mm-hmm.
They were quiet. That was the narrative. Protect our party and that man as much as we can. Don't let America know that he is gone. His mind is not right. Well, America saw it then firsthand at the debate.
Finally.
They threw him out. Their own party. They eat their young. They threw him out. Put a woman in there who never got one primary vote. Not one. And but look how they protected that man. Look how they built that man up. So where do you think this attitude and this thing towards President Trump is coming from? The same place. The same place. People have more money in their pockets now. You noticed it on your paycheck with the new tax rates that kicked in the first of the year. Your paychecks are larger. Of course, there's a third of America that are totally oblivious to their paycheck and what anything on it means.
You're right.
They have no idea what that is, but they're worth more. He's got good people in place. Our ties with our allies are strong. Here's something else they're doing, which is good news. From now on, all truckers, all bus drivers, we'll have to take the CDL test in English. That's it. You want a CDL in America, you got to take it in English.
Good rule.
They're trying to improve safety and get these unqualified drivers off the road. Unqualified. Where did they come from? Well, let's see. You folks know we had 20 million people come into the country under Joe Biden. We have no idea who they are, where they came from, what diseases they had, their criminal records. We don't know if they were hardworking families or not. We don't know their criminal background. They couldn't speak English. They couldn't assimilate. And they were getting CDL licenses. Because if you give somebody a driver's license or a CDL license, then they can vote in the local elections.
That's right.
They didn't give a rat's ass about your safety. The safety of the highways, they could care less. These people in Washington, folks, all of them, most of them are all pukes, both sides. Drivers in America have to understand English well enough where they can read the road signs, communicate with law enforcement officers. By the way, what do you do if you're pulled over and you don't have a driver's license? You know, they don't want that.
No.
You know, here, that's another thing Trump wants. Voter ID for federal elections. And you know what, folks? Even over 70% of Democrats say, yeah, voter ID, you have to prove you're eligible to vote. Even they want it. But the Democratic Party does not. 83% of Americans together want that. They can't read road signs. They can't communicate with law officers. They can't even meet basic safety standards. The Transportation Department last week said there are 557 driving schools around the country that should close because they're not meeting the basic safety standards. Before they give these guys CDLs, turn them on the road with 60,000 pounds of freight behind them, and turn them loose on the highways. 557 schools.
Wow.
This came to light during the fatal crash in August. Guy couldn't read the sign, rolled semi, killed somebody. Got to be able to read the road signs, folks, and communicate with law enforcement. You just have to. A lot of states around the country allow drivers to take their test in whatever language they knew. California, that place, they offered tests and CDL licenses to people in 20 different languages.
Wow.
Accident ahead. Slower traffic, move to the right. How in the hell are they going to read that? Or 10% grade ahead. Trucks, check your brakes, use lower gears. Anything like that. They don't understand it. 557 driving schools should close because they're not meeting safety standards and they're turning these truck drivers out on our road to immigrants who aren't even members of our country, can't even read or speak our language, and they're being thrown behind the wheel of a semi. One guy down in Florida, he couldn't read the signs. Killed three people. It's tough enough to drive if you do speak English. Talk to any truck driver out there. They'll tell you.
That's right.
The campaign also is expanding to prevent fraudulent trucking companies from getting into the business. They want the Federal Motor Carrier Administration inspectors, too, to conduct more spot checks on these trucks and commercial driver's license schools. These guys don't even know how to use the electronic logging devices now that are in trucks and so forth, where, you know, you're only allowed to drive a few hours and all. They don't even know. They can't read it. They can't run them. Get them behind the wheel of a truck and turn them loose. Is that a good thing, folks? Is that a good thing? All you people trying to kill the president or telling America how bad he is. Is that a good thing? Trying to make our roads safer and get unqualified truck drivers off the road? That's a good thing. My dad cut up his driver's license when he was 95. He should have cut it up probably when he was 89 to 90, but he didn't. But he cut it up. He said, you know what? My vision's not good anymore. My reaction time. And so my dad cut up his own driver's license.
Boy, that's a story you won't hear anywhere else.
Quit driving. And it's amazing to me that he lived to be almost 99 because then my mom drove. And she should have cut hers up when she was 24, 25. But that's a different story. Right now, companies only have to pay $300 and show proof of insurance to get registered to operate semis.
Wow.
Fraudulent companies all across America. They call them chameleon carriers. And those are the carriers that are just hiring anybody they can hire to get their trucks moving.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox track. Laughter's loud and the stories spill. Life feels right at the Blue Cat Bar and Grill.
the Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Medford Park exit.
By the way, the guy that was in that truck crash, they arrested him. He entered the country illegally. There's a lot of schools, truck driving schools around the country. According to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, they're trying to decertify now 7,500 of the 16,000 driving schools nationwide.
Wow.
Because of the product they're putting out. And so the president's trying to make the roads safer for you and I and everyone else, trying to make the truck drivers out there, they got to be qualified, read English, all that kind of stuff. Is that another thing that major news media and you folks are against? Are you against that? Biden never did it. Obama never did it. Bush never did it. They never did it. Trump's doing it, trying to clean up the highways now, make them safer. So it's good news. We've been following the social media trial out there in L.A. There's also one in New Mexico. A lot of the people watching it said they're reminiscent of the cases against tobacco and these opioid drug makers. Same thing. All centering on addiction to social media for young kids. Last week, Mark Zuckerberg testified. There's also another trial coming up this summer that's going to pit school districts against social media companies. And they held cigarette companies accountable for nicotine addiction and cancers. They held pharmaceutical companies responsible for opioid epidemics. And the cornerstone of both those cases was the addiction argument.
Right.
So now they're focusing on the addiction of social media to children and the harm that it does to them. So this is expected to continue again today in L.A. More witnesses, more experts, all that kind of stuff. And that's a jury trial. It's a jury trial, and no sled dog races this year up here. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, there's not enough snow.
Well, I believe it.
So they can't do the sled dog races. It happens, you know. Hey, they cancel races out at the Speedway in the summertime because it rains.
Yeah.
You know, weather cancels races. That's all there is to it. Weather cancels track meets, and you know, if you don't have enough snow, you can't have a sled dog race. So no sled dog races. This is kind of big. I saw this in the paper today. You were wondering if this would last, but up in Glacier Park, they're dropping their vehicle reservation system.
Right.
And
well, I'm glad.
I am too.
I'm sure that hurt attendance. I'm not going to make an appointment to go see my national park.
Yeah. Park officials announced they're dropping the vehicle entrance system that was introduced 5 years ago. They did it to try to combat overcrowded roads. And what happened is as soon as they would open it up for the year, everybody would sprint and buy one of the limited number of tickets. But a lot of them weren't using them then. Mm-hmm. They just got a reservation in case, well, we thought we were going to go.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. Visitors were also able to enter early in the morning, though, or late in the afternoon without a permit. So they tweaked it. They tweaked it in 2025. They didn't like that, so they tweaked it. You had to commit to a specific window of time that you would be coming in to their park. The announcement accompanied news that Glacier would begin requiring tickets to use the park shuttle system. And the shuttle then will be more geared towards getting visitors to and from Logan Pass. No longer, though, stopping at the popular trail, the Cedars, Avalanche Lake, that kind of stuff. When the Going to the Sun Road opens, vehicles will be limited to 3 hours in the parking lot to ease congestion at that stop. They want more people to use the shuttle system. The 3-hour limit, they said, means that visitors hoping to spend more time hiking will have to get a ticket and ride the shuttle up there.
Yeah.
Because you can't do a hike in 3 hours if you do a big one.
Right.
Portion of the shuttle tickets will go on sale 60 days in advance. Tickets cost $1. $1. Folks, how in the hell can we pay for that? Mark!
We can't.
$1.
We can't.
$1. They want to respond to this heavy early morning traffic as vehicles rush into the park. They were all trying to come in the morning then before the permit people were coming in.
Right. Which is what I do.
Yeah. Hey, if we get there early, they'll let us in. And people were getting there early. That system was unpopular with local residents and local businesses who could get into the park anytime. They were getting close to 3 million people a year in the park. They announced that vehicles could still be diverted if the areas reach capacity. But, it's funny, they don't have a reservation system for Yellowstone Park.
Right.
And that thing, wall to wall, remember, it was just like the dumb snowmobile policy they had.
Mm-hmm.
The snowmobiles were creating too much noise in the park in the wintertime, so they wanted to limit the amount of snowmobiles in the park in the winter. And yet, you could have 2,500 Harleys
mm-hmm.
in Yellowstone Park in the summer, one right behind each other, all going, and that was never a problem.
Doesn't make any sense. Never has.
No. So, you know, there's no reservation for the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and that's the number one visited park in America. Back there in the Smoky Mountains. And they get twice as many people as we get out here in our parks.
Mm-hmm.
All those heavily, densely populated areas back there along the East Coast, that's not that far for them to get to the Smoky Mountains. And they didn't have a reservation system or anything like that in that national park. It's like a restaurant, folks. Look at all the restaurants that you have to wait for when you go there. They don't limit the amount of people that can eat there every night. You have to wait. You have to take your turn. You have to be courteous, and you have to wait to get in.
Right.
Like at the restaurants. The biggest problem in the park is when you have some Nimrod from Washington, D.C. that sees a deer. And they stop.
Uh-huh.
Quick, Billy, get out and stand in front of that deer and let's get a picture. That's a deer. And they stop.
Yeah.
And so the other 300,000 cars behind them, they all have to stop.
Yeah.
And then five cars behind the first Nimrod is another Nimrod. And they go up there, and then they stop,
because
they see the same deer, and they want to get a picture of the deer. And they won't pull over either, Mark, on the side. They stay right in the lane.
Yes, they do.
And it's like anything else, folks. If you go to Disneyland, you got to know that you're going to stand in line for an hour before you can get on a ride. It's just the way it is. You're going to be in line an hour to get on a ride at Disneyland or Disney World.
Yeah.
Same thing with the park. If you go to the park, you got to know there's going to be waits, there's going to be delays, there's going to be traffic. You just got to know that. And in Yellowstone, Yellowstone is twice as bad as Glacier.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. So anyway, no more reservation system for Glacier. They tried it, didn't work. And people that you just on a whim say, hey, let's go to Glacier Park today.
Mm-hmm.
You can just get in your car. You can go to Glacier Park and deal with the crowds. You know, people in Montana know there's going to be crowds. There's going to be traffic. People in Montana also know when the good times are to go.
Right.
I mean, they just know. Most people know. So, and there's people, folks, you would be shocked if you knew how many people lived in Montana that have never been to Yellowstone Park or Glacier Park.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I'm guessing everybody down here at the new warming center, I bet they've never been to Yellowstone Park.
They've been to North Park.
They've been to North Park. That's a very good point, Mr. Wilson. Not Yellowstone or Glacier.
You know, I was only through Glacier once, and it was 40 years ago, and it was on a whim. Just me and a girlfriend wanted to go to Kalispell and say, hey, let's go back through the park.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I was on my way to Seattle to see my sister and went up that way. And thought, I'm gonna go through the park.
Yeah.
And I whipped through there quickly. It didn't take too long.
No, same with me.
And I went in October, like the 1st of October. I went that weekend, and the roads were good. And while I was gone, we had 10 inches of snow in Montana. I'm going through Glacier National Park, folks. It's 70 degrees up there, and it was beautiful. My dad calls me, Paul, I can't find the sheep. Why not? Oh, he had a foot of snow. They took off somewhere. Crazy Montana stuff. So, oh well. Hey, you know, and one more note here before we get to first news, folks. It's anniversary week.
Yeah.
It's anniversary week because our anniversary falls on the weekend. And so we won't be here on the weekend. And it's our anniversary week. 38 years ago, Cat Country started.
Wow.
This week. And so we'll see what we can do for you this week. 38 years ago. Time flies, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
Well, the old timers had something there when they were telling me, enjoy it because it goes by fast.
Yeah, they knew, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay, well, get rolling here. First news coming up, 6:15.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.